With more coming out of Cairo, the BBC has had reporters embedded there all week long, getting the feeling of what's going on near Tahrir Square. And the BBC's Lise Doucette was out near the square this morning, and she brought us this report.
I actually see people in front of me bringing in young children, so they obviously still feel it's safe.
She is saying that I'm coming here to protest for the president.
Now, you brought your young daughter.
We're here for the president.
For the president.
Yes.
You're here to support the president.
He said, give me a chance, so we want to give him a chance.
You're bringing your daughter. Do you feel it's safe enough for children here?
She's saying that I will not leave you. I will come with you to a protest. We cannot do anything now. There is no work. There is nothing. We want this to end.
Shukran. Thank you. Thank you. Now we're moving toward the Qasr al-Nil bridge, and now today there's a long line of men with sticks here. This man's approached us. Hello?
Hello.
Tell us, what are you shouting?
We are here because the government yesterday sent thousands of criminals and weaponed militias to kill us with our naked hands, our babies and our children and our families. We have 5 killed with live bullets. And we have 13 wounded, and we have more than 1,500 wounded. This is the Egyptian army. I want to reveal or to send a message for all the world.
Thank you, sir. Now we're coming upon some arguments here between the pro and anti forces. I'm just going to be careful because a lot of journalists got beat up yesterday, so I'm just going to go carefully. Okay, now we're moving back from these crowds. So there's a small group of men confronting each other, just with verbal arguments now. We've been told to move back because it could get violence. The men are arguing very loudly. You can see their hands in the air, trying to argue with each other. This is the first time I've seen this. There is a completely blackened vehicle. It's obviously been set alight, a small truck that's just in front of the square. And the litter is everywhere. Another line of security, layer after layer of checks now, and it looks like a battle zone. And many more tanks and armored personnel carriers right at the front of the square. People still going in though, but much smaller crowds than we've seen before. And the mood decidedly different, almost a dark and ominous mood.
That is the BBC's Lise Doucette with a really incredible picture of what's going on in Tahrir Square in Cairo today. We've got all kinds of voices for you from Egypt and the Middle East. They're all included not only in our website, thetakeaway.org, but on our podcast, Wave of Change, The Push for Democracy in the Arab World. You can subscribe to that at iTunes or at thetakeaway.org. And the updates in Tahrir Square are as the army has moved in between the pro-government and anti-government protesters and has cleared a number of the areas of Tahrir Square to try and protect those who are protesting the regime of Mubarak.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.